This is DOE SBIR Talk.
The Department of Energy, DOE, is unique in its requirement that Phase 1 SBIR STTR applicants must submit a letter of intent, or LOI, before submitting a full proposal on a topic-subtopic pair. The LOI is mandatory at DOE, meaning that the agency will not accept a Phase 1 SBIR STTR proposal from a small business applicant if it did not submit an LOI by the deadline. The deadline for the LOI is typically 7 weeks after the Department of Energy has announced its topics/subtopics for the current SBIR/STTR funding period and approximately 3 weeks after DOE releases its Funding Opportunity Announcement, or FOA. The Department of Energy has two reasons for requiring the LOI from its Phase 1 SBIR/STTR applicants. The primary reason is to allow DOE the time to line up appropriate technical reviewers for the proposals it anticipates receiving. The latest reauthorization of the SBIR/STTR programs requires agencies to make award decisions within 90 days of the proposal submission deadline. Part of DOE's strategy for meeting this tight time frame is to identify reviewers based on the technical approaches specified in the LOIs rather than waiting to receive the full proposals. The second reason for the LOI is to advise applicants if their proposed R&D appears to be inconsistent with the intentions of DOE's topic/subtopics. Unlike many other granting agencies, DOE has fairly specific topic/subtopics and expects applicants to submit proposals that are consistent with them. If a submitted LOI suggests to DOE that an applicant's direction is inconsistent with the vision of the topic author, then DOE can warn the applicant, who in turn has the opportunity to take corrective actions. We will discuss later what to do if you receive an apparently non-responsive warning to your LOI. The LOI must be submitted electronically via DOE's Portfolio Analysis and Management System, or PAMS, as a PDF file. The applicant's principal investigator, or PI, and/or business official must register on PAMS as individuals and then link or associate their individual registrations to the applicant's small business within PAMS. If this is the applicant's first SBIR/STTR proposal to DOE, chances are the company doesn't yet have a PAMS registration. The company registration step can be done after the PI or business official creates their PAMS registration. The process takes only a day or so, but must be done before the LOI can be submitted, so we suggest you complete PAMS registration as soon as possible. Be sure to see the DOE Phase 1 FOA for detailed registration and submission instructions and links to the PAMS help desk. There are several components to the LOI, but its key content is a technical abstract of your envisioned Phase 1 project. The abstract is limited to 500 words and should not exceed 2 pages, including any graphics. Remembering the primary and secondary purposes of the LOI, this abstract must provide information needed by DOE to begin identifying appropriate technical reviewers and confirm that this proposal aligns with the intentions of the DOE topic or subtopic. Therefore, the LOI abstract should include a strong paragraph that describes the Phase 1 project in adequate technical detail so that the DOE can conclude what kinds of disciplines and expertise will be required among the proposal reviewers. Further, the abstract should include a clear, concise, and convincing paragraph on how the proposed project addresses the DOE's topic/subtopic. This is what DOE said it wanted or needed, and this is how this project will provide it, is the gist of this paragraph. It is advantageous for the LOI abstract to begin with a short paragraph generally describing the proposed project and its importance. This can help set the stage for the 2 main paragraphs suggested above. Given the ever-increasing emphasis on commercialization in the SBIR/STTR programs, if space allows, you might include in the LOI abstract a statement about the market opportunity, strategy, and your overall vision for the business opportunity that your project presents and how you will exploit that opportunity. Some additional suggestions on the content of the LOI. 1. Do not include anything proprietary in the LOI. 2. Graphics can be included, but they count toward the 2-page limit. 3. The LOI should be consistent with the proposal that you subsequently submit, so make sure that you have your project thought out fully before you write the LOI. 4. A Phase 1 project should prove the technical feasibility of your approach in solving the problem specified in the DOE topic, subtopic. 5. The LOI should be well-written and professional, but do not strive for perfection when well done is good enough. Remember, if you don't submit the LOI, you cannot submit the full proposal. So ensure the LOI meets DOE's requirements, but don't let it be a stumbling block to submitting a proposal. Once you upload the LOI, save it, and then submit it to DOE via PAMS. You should receive an email confirming that it was received. If you don't, this might signal a problem, and you should call the PAMS Help Center to rectify it. It is important to note that you will not receive any further communication about your LOI unless it appears non-responsive. Quoting the DOE Phase 1 SBIR STTR FOA, feedback will only be provided to those applicants where the proposed R&D described in the LOI appears to be non-responsive to the selected topic and subtopic. So this is definitely a situation where no news is good news. Be sure to see the tutorial on what to do if you receive an apparently non-responsive email from DOE.
This is DOE SBIR Talk.